Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that is all about the issues of aging. Who's going to take care of me when I get older? What about mom and dad? Where can I get help? We're going to talk about help today a lot. Elder crisis, I can help. Aging issues, I can help. We're going to talk about that a lot today, about what kind of help is available and how you access it and where do you get answers. Welcome to California's longest running show on the issues of aging, maybe the country's longest running show on the issues of aging. Your host here on KFBK for 18 years, my name is Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney, I don't practice law, I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult someone, preferably someone who knows what they're talking about and what they're doing. I have a California insurance license. I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, just renewed. I'm a notary. I'm not securities licensed. Don't want to be, because then I can tell you the truth. What else? I don't know. There's probably everything we talk about. I'm not a CPA. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or investment advice. It is my editorial opinion only. And what else? I don't know. There's probably something else I could say, but you get the point. For those of you that have been listening to me for 18 years, you've heard all of this before, haven't you? Yes, you have, you rascals, you. So today, let me talk about how you get a hold of me, as they used to say on the Andy Griffith Show. I'm going to get a hold of him. For those of you that are my age. So anyhow, there's a couple ways you can reach me. One is call me. My office phone number is very simple. You can call it now. You'll get an answering machine, but you can leave me a message. And I always return phone calls. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Another way for you to get a hold of me is via my website. My webpage is Assets, A-S-S, E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G, .com. Assetsandaging.com. You can go there and you can get information. You can look up stuff. You can figure out, you know, what you can send me an email. You scroll down on my opening page, my homepage. You can send me an email. You can call me up. You can sign up for one of my upcoming workshops. I always have an upcoming workshop. You can sign up for them. What else can you do? You can get on my free email newsletter list. By the way, upcoming soon, there's going to be a super secret email newsletter list where only members will be able to get super secret information. More information on that later. Not today, but coming up. Where you're going to be able to get daily information and breaking news and all kinds of links to all kinds of places, and that will be coming up probably, hopefully, knock on wood. I'm knocking on wood here on my desk. Knock on wood in the next couple months, and there'll be an announcement here and via newsletter. Also, don't forget, every Wednesday at noon, I do a podcast. It's live. You can listen to it on my webpage, which again is assetsandaging.com. You can go there and you can listen to my podcast. By the way, all of my podcasts and radio shows are archived. Now, in the near future, the radio shows will only be available to people who are going to be on my super secret list. Again, we probably have another name for it, but right now that's what I'm going to call it because we haven't officially done it yet. And same thing with podcasts. So If you want to listen to my archive podcasts or my archived radio shows, you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you can listen to them. You can get information. You can find out how things work. What else do I need to tell you that's important? You know, there's a lot of stuff going on right now, folks. There's a lot of stuff going on with the VA. There's a lot of stuff going on with Medi-Cal. There's, Medi-Cal workers are under more and more and more stress, so they're becoming less receptive. They have less time to work on cases. I know attorneys that are doing twice as many fair hearings and going to court as they used to, just because it's becoming really, really hard to deal with the state. And it's going to become more hard, more difficult as the budget crisis gets bigger and bigger and bigger as it comes to Medi-Cal and the Department of Healthcare Services, by the way, which it's going to get harder. It's going to become more difficult, and there will be a budget deficit. I mean, I'm telling you right now, there's going to be. I don't know any other way to tell you there's going to be. What else? Oh, I don't know. There's probably other Obamacare premiums are. Here's an article from. What is this from? I don't remember where this is from. I can't find it. The Kirsten Institute for Governance and Public Policy. This is from Thursday, July 21st. Obamacare premiums under California covered California are expected to rise next year by 13.2%. 13.2%. So brace yourselves. And remember, that means Medi-Cal payments are going to go up, Medi-Cal reimbursement rates are going up, capitation costs for Medi-Cal to HMOs is going to go up. It's all going to continue to go up. The Department of Health and Human Services budget is now $54 billion. Which now is bigger than all K-12 education in California. Just stop and think about that. $54 billion. Education receives $51 billion a year. Health and Human Services, thanks to Medi-Cal, now pays out because there are 12 million people. Remember, folks, everybody says it's all people. That's old people. There's only 110,000 people, old people in nursing homes. There's 12 million to 13 million people in California on Medi-Cal, and they're not old people. Guess who they are? So Department of Health Services now pays $54 billion a year in health care and Medi-Cal benefits in the state of California, more than is spent on all K-12 education. California state spending on health and human services, primarily Medi-Cal, has increased 46% since 2011 and 12. Wait a minute, Bob, I'm too confused. I'm so confused. I'm really confused, Bob. That can't be true. Because we all heard that Nancy Pelosi and everybody said, the president said, that under Obamacare that healthcare was going to go down in cost. I'm so confused. I'm not confused. I told you this was going to happen in the beginning, and nobody believed me. I mean, I can go on and 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 on. In 2012-13, there were 8 million people on Medi-Cal. It is projected to be 14 million by the end of this year. Just let all those numbers, and again, that's not old people. You're going to see it. You're going to see everybody trying to blame it on old people. Oh, it's old people. Bob, it's old people. Those old people, don't confuse Medicare with Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal has, there's only 110,000 people in nursing homes. Only about 70% of those people are on Medi-Cal. So you have less than 100,000 people on Medi-Cal in nursing homes, and yet there are 14 million people on Medi-Cal as of the end of this year. You figure out where the benefits are going. You figure out if it's going to be a budget buster, especially as over the next couple years. Now, by the way, remember that the next time they tell you they have no money to fix potholes in your roads or build dams or do anything else. Just remember where the money's going. Okay, I got lost in where I was. There was something else I wanted to read you, but I can't remember because I pulled that article out of my hat and we started there. But today what I want to talk about is help. If you're dealing with a senior issue, if you're dealing with a family issue, there are lots of places where you need help. So the number one place, and we talked about this last week, I'm going to talk about it a little more, where you need help is with money. As mom gets older, as dad gets older, as we get older, as I get older, as you get older, as grandma gets older, as Uncle Harry gets older, and we need more care, it costs more money. What are you doing to maximize your money? It's a really simple question. If you don't have an answer to it, I mean, what I just read in the Wall Street Journal this week that bond rates in several countries in Europe have not, there are now savings accounts in countries in Europe where you have to pay to have the savings account. It's negative interest. We're at 0% interest in the United States. I mean, that's what the Fed is charging, what, 0.25%? 25 basis points. So what are you doing to maximize your money? Did you know there are lots of ways to maximize money without added risk? So, you know, when you're looking for help, I can help with that. I can help you figure out how to maximize what you're doing with what you have, with a bent toward care. Because again, if we're dealing with someone in crisis or a senior, the first issue that always comes up is how are we going to pay for it? So my question to you is, what are you doing to maximize money? I can help. And I'm one of the few people that when I talk to you about money, I'm not talking about rates of return and all of that kind of, I'm talking about money being available to care for you. I just got off the phone with someone who's paying, for 11 hours a week of help for mom and dad, and it's $400 a week for 11 hours a week, so it's $1,600 a month for 11 hours a week. That's divided by seven, folks, that's not even 2 hours a day. And they're paying $1,500, $1,600 a month. Well, where does that come from? It's going to come out of what they have, either in income or in cash or investments or whatever it is that they have. So if our first concern is money, then what are you doing to maximize what you have? If you don't know, then come see me. I can help. I can help. Or as one of my good friends used to say from the South, I can help you. I'm going to help you do this. His first name was Charlie, and I love him to death, and he's no longer with us, but I loved it when he said that. So if you're looking for help, if you're willing to entertain different ways of doing things and different ways of thinking about what you have and different ways of maximizing what you have, then come see me. Consultation is free. Remember, today we're talking about how to access help when it comes to caring with a senior or a loved one or a crisis relating to a senior or an older person or a loved one, those kinds of things. Okay, so what's another issue? Care. How do I find care? How do I know how to trust? How do I go find, well, Bob, I know a lady who knows a lady who knows a lady, and they're going to bring, they're going to come to the house, and if I give them $500 a week under the table, they'll take care of my mom. There's a recipe for disaster. If I told you all the stories I've heard about what happens as a result of that, first of all, you're breaking several federal and state rules when you do that because you're not withholding and you're not paying workman's comp and you're not doing other things. Okay? So be careful with that. But how do I find care? Well, I can help with that. I can help you find care. In 25, 30 years of doing this, I have come in contact with very smart people who were really good at what they want to do and what they need to do, at how to take care of somebody from mildly impaired to heavily impaired. I know the best. I know those companies that simply are the best at doing this of anybody on planet Earth. I know who they are. I don't know them everywhere, but I sure know them in Northern California. I sure know them all in the Sacramento area. So if you're looking for help with the, how do I pick the, what if I need assisted living or a boarding care? How do I pick a good one? I know how to do that. I can help with that. I can help with that. If you're looking for help figuring out how to find care, what's the appropriate level of care? Who's going to care for mom? You know, they took care of you. Are you going to take care of them? Yeah, I know there's a little guilt implied with that, but it's intentional. So how do I find the appropriate level of care? How do I know a good nursing home from a bad nursing home? Well, I know them. I know the really, really, really good ones, and I know those that maybe I wouldn't choose first on the list. The same thing with assisted living facilities. I know the best ones in town. I know the moderately good ones, and I know the ones that I'm not so, you know, and I know how to teach people how to go look. I know when people come to my workshops, I get questions on this all the time. By the way, if you've never been to one of my workshops, go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and sign up for one. How do I pick a facility? How do I know what questions to ask? They're telling me they're going to throw mama out of the facility. Can they do that? I got a phone call today from someone, or yesterday, maybe it was yesterday. The days flow together sometimes. I got a phone call yesterday or today from someone who said that a nursing home in town is telling my dad that he has to leave. I had somebody else call me today and say, well, I went and checked with the nursing home, and they said that because my dad was on hospice, they couldn't take him because he needed 24-hour care. And I said, all nursing homes are filled with people who need 24-hour care. What that nursing home didn't tell them was they didn't want to take Medi-Cal pending. So therefore, they told them they couldn't take dad. How do we figure that out? How do we figure out the jargon? How do we figure out look back? What's a look back? How do we figure out spend down? What does that mean? How do we differentiate between eligibility and recovery? What does that mean? And by the way, those rules are going to change on January the 1st. How do we find out about that? How do we know what the right level of care is? How do we know what to ask, how to ask? Do we know the difference between admission to a hospital and observation in a hospital? Do we know the difference between rehab, long-term care, and short-term beds? Do we know the difference between, how do we find that out? I have the answers to that. When it comes to the issues of long-term care and taking care of mom and dad in senior crisis, I have the answers. And if I don't, this is the best part, because nobody can know everything. If I don't, I know people who do. After doing this for a really long time, I know the people who know how to do this, and I know the people who don't know how to do this. I just got up, you know, see, everybody thinks I make up these stories, but I didn't. I literally got off the phone 10 minutes before this radio show started, and somebody called me and said, my grandparents died a long time ago, and they went to somebody, and my grandparents were on Medi-Cal, and my grandparents were told to give the house to their daughter, and there would be no recovery. So the grandparents gave the house to the daughter. The house has now gone up 10 times, 20 times what it was worth. And now the daughter wants to sell it and finds out she has a capital gains issue. She's going to have to pay a very large capital gain on the sale of the house, and nobody told her. So now, for cheap advice, she's going to wind up paying tens of thousands of dollars in taxes because she did what somebody said to do, but it was the wrong advice. So how do we get the right, how do we know what's the right thing to do as we're planning for care? What's the difference between a boarding care and an assisted living and an independent living and a memory care and a nursing home? What's the difference between all of those? I know. Do you? I can help with that. I can help figure out what's the appropriate level of care. Let's talk about another issue that comes up all the time. Income. How do I know what to do with income? If mom and dad, if dad goes into a nursing home, they both get income. What are the rules relating to income? Can mom, who's at home, how much can she keep? Can dad, who's in the nursing home, how much income does he get to keep? I know the answers to that. And by the way, the answer is not what you think it is. So how do we figure out all of the questions surrounding care for ourselves and our parents? I'm going to talk, or our grandparents. I'm going to talk about another one, taxes. What do you mean taxes, Bob? Well, somebody that's in a nursing home or in assisted living, the cost of that care may be tax deductible, which may impact whether they even have to file a tax return. It may impact whether they have to keep doing quarterlies or not. It may do you know how to find a tax preparer that knows about the tax implications of long-term care? I do. I can help with that. That makes a huge difference sometimes for people, because all of a sudden, if they don't have to pay income tax anymore or a reduced income tax because they get a big tax deduction for their care, that can make a huge difference in their ability to either stay at home or stay in an assisted living and not have to be in a nursing home. Did you know about that? Do you know who knows about that? Do you know how to get to people that know about that? Well, there's an easy way to do that. I can help. We're going to talk about more of that after the break. But during the break, if the things I've mentioned are things you're looking for help with, whether it's maximizing what you have as far as money goes, maximizing savings, maximizing what you're doing, maximizing money, or figuring out care, or who's going to take care of me, or how do I pick good care, then during the break, give me a call, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or go to my website, assets, assets, and A-N-D, aging.com, assetsandaging.com. Get to a workshop. There's no reason why you shouldn't be at a workshop. Call me, come in and see me. Don't wait. Send me an email with a question. Listen to my radio shows or podcasts. But the answers are here. When it comes to senior issues, when it comes to crisis planning for the elderly, you're at California's single best source for information on all of that. 800-999-8007. We're going to talk about more when we come back. We're going to talk about documents. We're going to talk about probate. We're going to talk about conservatorships. We're going to talk about all of that good stuff when we come back and how to find help. So don't go away. We'll be back right after the break. Stick around right here at Assets and Aging. Give me a call, 800-999-8007. Again, that's 800-999-8007. Don't go away. We'll be back in a second right here at Assets and Aging. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live, a local show that's all about the issues of aging, planning for, preparing for, taking care of, helping, securing, all of those things that relate to our families, our moms, our dads, our grammys, our grampies, whoever it is, and being able to deal with all of that. I'm talking today about, and let me just, a couple things. Remember, you can always reach me in a couple different ways. One is you can just call me. My phone number is 800-999-8007. You can also go to my website, Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, Aging, A-G-I-N-G.com, assetsandaging.com. On my homepage, you can listen to my radio shows. They're all archived there. My podcast, every Wednesday I do a live podcast. You can sign up for an upcoming workshop. I have them at least once a month. Pardon me. You can send me an email. You can get information. You can, lots of places there. The simplest way to get a hold of me is to call me, 800-999-8007. So we're going to continue with the show, and I'm talking today about help, how to get help. And we've talked about money. How do I maximize what I have to take care of me or my parents? How do I provide for care? How do I find care? What are the tax implications? What about income? How much income can we keep and how much can't we keep? And what programs? Let's talk about programs for a minute. I'm adding that to my list. Programs. There are two basic programs when it comes to aging: Medicare and Medi-Cal. No, they're not the same. Medicare is health insurance that, when you're 65 or over, pays for the doctor, the hospital, and your drugs. Most people who have Medicare, pardon me, and again, if you're a federal employee or state employee, you may have a plan, but it works the same way. Okay, you may have a private health insurance through Anthem Blue Cross or through somebody else or whatever. But when you retire, you're either on Medicare, or if you're a federal or state employee, you may be on a private program paid for by the government. That's health insurance. It does not pay for long-term care. Neither Medicare nor federal health or state health insurance plans pay for long-term care. There are only a couple basic things that pay for long-term care. One of them is Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal is a needs-based program funded by the state and feds that helps provide care in the home or in a nursing home or in some limited cases in assisted living. There's also a government benefit through the VA called aid in attendance, and there's also service-connected benefits that may be used to help pay for care. So then there's long-term care insurance if you have it. Most people don't have it. So there are several programs that are available. If you can't figure them out, I can. Call me. Get help figuring out how all of these work. That's what I'm here for. That's why the title of this show is Help. Help is available. How do we get help? So we talked about programs. VA program, be careful. There's so many scams in the VA program. There's so much stuff. Just be careful with the VA programs. I wish I could tell you all the county VSOs were great. They're not. And I wish I could tell you that getting information was simple. It's not. Okay? I know accredited VA agents. I know attorneys who are accredited VA agents. Be careful where you're getting your advice when it comes to the VA. Let's talk about some other things. Let's talk about probate. Remember, I'm not an attorney, don't practice law. Everything we're talking about here is my opinion only. Probate. What's probate? Probate is a court action to decide what you used to own after you died. Well, that's basically it. Now, other things happen in probate court, like guardianships and conservatorships. We'll talk about conservatorships in a minute. But probate basically decides what you own after you died. Well, Bob, I have a will. So? Well, I'm confused. I want my house to go to my kids. Well, I know, but how do we transfer title from you to your kids? Well, my will says that. No. No, your will doesn't transfer anything. A will is a letter to a judge. This is in simple, non-legal terms. Dear Your Honor, I and my wife used to own my house, our house, but we're both dead. So we don't own it anymore. If it's okay with you, we'd like you to transfer title to our three lovely children, Manny, Mo, and Jack. A will is a letter of intent to a judge. A will in and of itself does not transfer title. Again, that's my opinion only, not intended to be legal advice. Go look it up. In California, most wills go through probate, two basic kinds. For the sake of argument, I'm going to say the short one and the long one. If you have less than $150,000 in total assets, it's the short probate. If you have more than that, it could be the long probate. That's an oversimplification. It's meant to be, because I don't have time to read from a book. Probate can be a bad thing. First of all, it's very easy to challenge a probate. You just file a claim. I mean, it's relatively easy. It is ordered. There are attorneys involved. Somebody's got to pay them. Probate fees are generally statutory. You can look them up on the internet. They're fixed by law. They're a percentage of the gross value of your estate, and it varies. The bigger your estate, the percentages go down toward the end. But it's still an expensive process. Both the executor and the attorney are entitled to fees. And the attorney or whoever handles the probate is not only entitled to their normal fees, they're entitled to extra or what are called extraordinary fees. So it can be an expensive process. The average probate is, I would say, I haven't looked it up in Sacramento County, but it's probably 9 months to a year. Somewhere in that neighborhood. I know attorneys that have handled probates that are over 10 years old. 8 to 10, 7 to 10, longer than that in some of them. If there's a family fight, they can go on forever. So probate is a court process that determines who gets what I used to have when I die. Why are trusts valuable? Well, why was there probate? There was probate because we're just using the house today. Let's just use the house for an example. And I'm not going to get into joint tenancies, and I'm not going to get into tenancies in common, and I'm not going to get into my kids are on my bank statements. I'm just talking about general probate. We're not talking specifics here. Okay? Why was there probate? Because mom and I owned a house. When we died, the title holders, that was Mom and me, died. So we have to go to court to figure out who the new title holders are. Why does a trust generally avoid probate? Again, my opinion only, non-legal. Okay, well, because when you create a trust, you transfer title to the trust. So now when Mom and Dad died, they were the trustees, they managed the trust. The title holder didn't die. The trust still has title to the house. One of the kids now is probably the new trustee. That kid sells the house and writes three checks to the three children, Manny, Moe, and Jack. It's as simple as that. In one case, we have probate because the title holders died, and we don't know who the will doesn't transfer title. And in the other case, with a trust, we had the title holders didn't die because the title holder was the trust. That's probably the simplest explanation you've ever heard. It's not exhaustive. It's not meant to be. It's meant to be a general understanding. Okay? Now, there are lots of different kinds of trusts. There are revocable trusts. There are irrevocable trusts. There are testamentary trusts. There are insurance trusts. There are all kinds of things. Asset protection trusts. We're not getting into any of that stuff. Because, first of all, I don't want to go there because I don't want to get in trouble because somebody will complain. Guaranteed. But it's important that you understand what the difference, what probate is, and why is there probate, and why does a trust avoid probate? There's another problem with a will. In my world, my opinion only, a will only goes into effect when what happens? Come on, think about this. I should give away some candy or something to whoever calls in with the answer, but this show is recorded, so you can't call in right now. What do you think the answer is? Because a will only goes into effect when I'm dead. So a will doesn't do anything for me if I'm mostly dead. A will doesn't do anything for me if I have a stroke tomorrow and the stroke fails and I live through it, but I'm a vegetable. A will doesn't help if I have dementia. Because a will only goes into effect when I'm dead. It doesn't have living benefits. The advantage of a trust and powers of attorney are that they contain living benefits. They allow, remember, a will only allows a judge to control after I'm dead. A trust can allow my family to control not only after I'm dead, but if I'm incapacitated or incompetent. That's a huge difference. And then what that trust says is another story altogether, which we don't have time today to go into, and I'm not going to even try. This is intended to be a general discussion. If you want more information, call me. I can help. And if I can't help, I know really smart people who can. It's really simple. The other thing is, there's another set of documents that really help with the living stuff, and that's called powers of attorney. Especially advanced healthcare directives. Some of you think that because you're married, you're entitled to your... So when your spouse has a stroke and goes to the hospital and can't speak, you think that just because you're the spouse, you're entitled to make decisions. No, not so much. Because of this thing called HIPAA. The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act that went into effect in 07. Passed in 03, I believe, went into effect in 07. So if you have documents done before 07, there's a good chance that they don't have any HIPAA language in them. Go check. But advanced healthcare directives are really important. When my children were living in my house, when they turned 18, I made them do advanced health care directives because they were living in my house, but they were adults when they turned 18. I had no right to medical information or to talk to the doctor or to do anything because they were adults. It's really, you want to give your kids something for Christmas? Buy them documents so that they can take care of their kids and each other. I cannot tell you how important documents are when it comes to living benefits. Remember, wills only go into effect when I'm dead. Powers of attorney and advanced health care directives and HIPAA authorizations allow somebody to manage my life if I can't manage my life. And here's the good part, because in a minute we're going to talk about conservatorships. With the right set of documents, I get to choose who manages my life. Whether it's my spouse or my children or my best friend or my great-grandchildren or whoever it is I pick. I get to choose who I trust and who manages my life. So that's a brief discussion. And again, for more information, call. I can help. Or send me an email or get to a workshop. Do something. Get off your you-know-whats. And do something about all these things that we're talking about today that you don't have answers to, but I do. Let's talk about one of every elder law attorney. If I could gather every elder law attorney in this room right now while I'm doing this show, pardon me, I'm going to take a drink of water. Allergy season. And say, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being good and 10 being bad, what's a conservatorship? And all of them would tell you a 22. Conservatorships are done when people don't plan. They are done as a result of people not planning. Why do we have conservatorships? Because something happens to somebody and they didn't pre-select anyone to manage their affairs. So we wind up with a court action called a conservatorship in which a judge is going to decide who's going to manage your life, or your husband's life, or your children's life. Well, that could be a guardianship depending on their age, but or your Aunt Tilly's life, or your grandma's life. That's what a conservatorship is. It's a court action in which the court, well, Baba, I'm the child. Of course, I would know. Remember, a judge, when you go in front of a judge in a conservatorship, he doesn't know who you are. He doesn't know whether or not your mom, who just had a stroke and can't speak, liked you, didn't like you, hated you, never wanted to see you again. He doesn't know. He's guessing. He's going to try to get some information. He's going to appoint an investigator. He's going to probably appoint an attorney for the person that's ill. You're going to have an attorney as the person trying to get the conservatorship. And then there's no guarantee who the judge is going to appoint. There's going to be an accounting done. And for the rest of mom's life or dad's life, while that conservatorship's in place, mom or dad's life will be, generally speaking, under the control of the court, the county. And woe be unto you if the county appoints a professional fiduciary, because they're really expensive. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I hear people all the time say, well, if something happened to mom, we'd just do a conservatorship. You have no idea what you've just said. I can guarantee you there are people listening to this show right now who are screaming at the radio going, no, don't do that. Don't tell Bob. Tell people not to do that. I went through one of those. Tell people not. Well, I'm telling people not to do that. And the reason people wind up in a conservatorship is because they never planned on frailty. Well, I have a will, Bob, when I'm dead. I bought plots. I've got plots out at East Lawn. That's not planning, folks. That's planning for death. What happens if I don't die? So how do I find the right answers, Bob? You call me. Again, that's what this show is about. It's about finding help. It's about knowing the answers to questions. And I haven't even begun to exhaust all the things that come up. For instance, do you have the answer to this question? Mom's starting to fail. There's three kids. Which one's going to take care of her? What do you mean, Bob? Which one's going to take care of her? Which one's going to take care of her? I had somebody in my office recently who has no children, never been married, has brothers and sisters. They're all older than the person. So who's going to take care of you? Who are you going to empower to do all these things? Which child is going to take care of you? Which child is going to make decisions for you? Which child, and by the way, let's make it more fun. Bob, how do we deal with family dysfunction? What if I like two of my kids, but the other one is a drug addict? Two of my kids are really responsible. The other one's an alcoholic. Bob, three of my kids I love, but one of them we haven't seen in 10 years. We don't even know where they are. Bob, I love all my kids, but one of my grandchildren is a special needs child. What do we do then? I have the answers to all of those things. At least I have the ability to help you find the answers to all those things. That's a better way of saying it. For all of the things that we've talked about here, if I don't have the specific answer, I at least can give you direction as to how you begin to sort out all of the issues of aging as we move on through life. It's all solvable. It's all doable. But you have to be willing to seek help. You have to be willing to sit down and discuss whatever that circumstance is in your life, and then be realistic about it, and then get the help and guidance and answers that you need so that you can take care of it. Where do you get that help? Right here. If you haven't ever been to one of my workshops, you should start there. You should sign up tomorrow. You should go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com today, and you should sign up for one of my upcoming workshops. You should listen to my radio shows. You should listen to my podcasts. They're all archived on my website. Ask me a question. Get in to see me. The consultation is free. Why would you be waiting if you can begin to develop for free ideas of how you can attack whatever problem afflicts your family, whatever issue you're dealing with? I don't know your family. Every family's different. Every answer is different. Every resource is different. All the conflicts are different. Money is different. Families are different. Everybody's different. And anybody that tells you that they have one solution is lying to you. Anybody that tells you if you just buy this, it'll solve everything is lying to you. Because everybody's different. My brother and I come from the same parents. We're completely different. First of all, I'm 6'4". He's 5'8". Go figure. I have two sons. They're completely different from each other. My wife comes from a family of 9 children. They're all different from each other. Everybody is different. What have you done? Have you just done something boilerplate? Or have you done something, have you sought help for your particular issues, crisis, situation? I can help. How do you get help? Write it down. Get a pencil and paper. I'll give you a minute. No. I'll sing a little song. I used to sing in a boys' choir when I was a kid. Can you believe that? I used to sing in the Phoenix Boys Choir. You'd never know it because back then I was a boy soprano. How many of you would believe that one? But that's a story for another day. I'm waiting for you to get your pencil. Okay. Got your pencil and paper. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Now, I know it's an 800 number. You call it even if you're in Sacramento. I have that so that people, you know, remember there used to be this thing called long distance calls. Now with cell phones, we don't have that problem, but I still have my 800 number. 800-999-8007. By the way, for you youngsters out there, all of you, how many of you are old enough to remember party lines? No, and I'm not talking about party where you, you know, have cake. The other one is my website, assets, A-S-S, E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G .com, assets and aging.com. You can go there, you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to radio shows, you can send me questions, you can sign up for newsletters, you can do get information, you can sign up for my free email newsletter. You can do all of those things on my webpage. Or again, a simple way, just call me, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. It's really a simple process. But help is here. For whatever the question is that impacts you, help is here. Whether it's caregivers, maximizing money, somebody's told me I have to spend down or they're going to throw my dad out of the nursing home, income, documents, VA, probates, conservatorships, what programs are available, all of the stuff that impact us when we're older, the answers are here. And if I don't have them, I can get you to people who do. 800-999-8007. If you're a vet, get the help you're entitled to. If you're a senior, get the help you're entitled to. The answers are here. 800-999-8007. For Assets and Aging, I want to thank you again all for listening. If you don't get a chance to listen to this whole show, you can always go back and listen to it on my archives on my website, assetsandaging.com. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week. We'll see you here again next week or on my podcast every Wednesday at noon. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.